In order to understand the end of the Bible, we got to understand the beginning of the Bible. And I want to share a story out of Genesis chapter 16. The subtitle is this, is the birth of Ishmael. Now, we know that land over there, Abraham was responsible for that land. And two of his sons was to receive a blessing. One's name was Ishmael through the handmaiden Hagar, and the other one was Jacob. So this is where we pick up the story, because in order to understand what's taking place in different parts of the world and the struggles and the different things that we have, basically comes down to what we have. It's a family struggle. It's brother against brother, cousin against brother, and the whole thing. So I want to share, because of God's promises, he promised for all his creation, for all of his people, here the birth of Ishmael. But Sarai, Abram's wife, that was before they had their name changed, Sarai became Sarah, Abram became Abraham. But Sarai and Abram's wife had no children. So Sarai took her servant, an Egyptian woman named Hagar, and gave her to Abram so she could bear his children. "The Lord had kept me from having my children," Sarai said to Abraham. "Go and sleep with my servant." Now, you think soap operas on televisions are really good. We got the best one. God gave us the best soap opera ever. "Perhaps I can have children through her." And Abram agreed. So Sarai, Abram's wife, took Hagar, the Egyptian servant, and gave her to Abram as his wife. This happened 10 years after Abram first arrived in the land of Canaan. So Abram slept with Hagar, and she became pregnant. And when Hagar knew she was pregnant, she began to treat her mistress Sarai with contempt. Then Sarai said to Abram, "It's all your fault. Now this servant of mine is pregnant, and she despises me through myself. And I gave her the privilege of sleeping with you. Well, the Lord will make you pay for doing that to me." Abram replied, "Since she's your servant, you may deal with her as you see fit." So Sarai treated her harshly, and Hagar ran away. The angel of the Lord found Hagar beside a desert spring along the road to Shur. The angel said to her, "Hagar, Sarai's servant, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I am running away from my mistress," she replied. And then the angel of the Lord said, "Return to your mistress and submit to her authority." The angel added, "I will give you more descendants than you can count." And the angel also said, "You are now pregnant and will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Ishmael, for the Lord has heard about your misery. This son of yours will be a wild one, free and untamed as a wild donkey. He will be against everyone, and everyone will be against him. Yes, he will live at odds with the rest of his brothers." Therefore, Hagar referred to the Lord who had spoken to her as "the God who sees me." For she said, "I have seen the one who sees me." Later, the well was named Beer Arai, and I'm not saying it right probably, and it can still be found between Kadesh and Beer. So Hagar gave Abram a son, and Abram named him Ishmael. Abram was 86 years old at the time. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.